During a press conference Tuesday evening, Health and Human Services Director Alex Azar said that as of noon, 548 guests had disembarked from the Grand Princess, including 171 California residents who were taken to Travis Air Force Base. At the same briefing, Vice President Mike Pence said that he had, as expected, received comprehensive proposals from the cruise industry detailing plans for dealing with the coronavirus moving forward. While specifics were not made immediately available, he did say that it did include airlift evacuations and land-based care at the expense of the cruise lines. And a couple who were quarantined aboard Grand Princess have filed a $1 million lawsuit against Princess Cruises. Ronald and Eva Weisberger accused Princess of gross negligence, saying that they should have never been exposed to coronavirus in the first place. And finally, Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergies and Infectious Diseases, walked back comments he made over the weekend. Although Sunday he said that people should not cruise under any circumstances, on Monday he told reporters that if people were healthy, there was no reason they shouldn't feel free to go on a cruise. He said it was elderly and those with underlying health issues who should postpone most forms of travel. You can find more stories at cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.